We're going straight to Brian Finn with business. Brian, you're back. Good morning.
Fran, thank you. The Cypriot Stock Exchange is to remain closed today, extending a near two-week shutdown to next week after the Easter break. Cypriot banks, however, are to reopen in about 2 hours' time, just days after a renewed bailout saw the planned closure of one of its number with a significant haircut for large depositors and the burning of senior bondholders. Lorcan Roach-Kelly, Chief Europe Strategist with Trend Macrolytics, is on the line. Lorcan, there are restrictions in place on withdrawals to prevent a run in the banks, but they can't last forever. What's likely to happen in Cyprus today and in the next few weeks?
I think the most likely thing in Cyprus today is we're going to see a lot of people queuing up trying to get money out of banks, but I don't think it's going to be a major bank run like we'd see, like if they had hit all depositors under 100,000. Because this is only affecting depositors over 100,000, the number of people affected would be much smaller than otherwise it would have been. So it is inconvenient for smaller depositors that can only take out €300 in cash in any one day, which is inconvenient. They can do wireless transfers of up to €5,000, which should take care of most of the ordinary transactions people need to make. If they need to make larger transactions, they have to get permission from some committee to do it. But I think today we're going to see people going to the bank to see what happens. We'll have a lot of, I suppose, rubberneckers there. So there will be queues outside banks. How much crisis there will be, I'm not sure.
There was quite a degree of surprise at the terms of the bailout and the extent of the haircut being imposed on big depositors. And then there were those suggestions by your own Dijsselbloem that this would become the norm for the future. Are we seeing or are we expecting to see any flight of capital from banks elsewhere in Europe?
Well, I think that Dijsselbloem's comments are the right thing to say. I think he just said them at the wrong time. I think we have to, Europe has to get away from this idea that taxpayers will forever bail out banks. It was hugely controversial here when it happened. The taxpayer bailout here was, everyone said, we shouldn't do this. There should be €100,000 limit on deposit protection and everyone else should be bailed in. This is exactly what's happened in Cyprus. It's proved controversial there. And Dijsselbloem has said that he'll do it elsewhere. And if they do it elsewhere, it does increase the risks of being in a peripheral bank if you have more than €100,000. So if you have cash more than €100,000, you need to figure out a way of managing your cash to reduce your risk. But for ordinary depositors who have less than €100,000, this should probably make them feel safer in their banks if the sentiment is there in place.
The problem, I suppose, is the unease it causes across markets. And we saw yesterday the price of borrowing in Italy spiking once again, and another sign that unease is returning.
Yes, I think the Italian situation is due to its election as well. We still don't have the results of the election. But there is a general sense of unease. We seem to have this comes in March and April of every year of the last four years of this crisis. Things just seem to get worse this time of year. There is also something that kicks it off. This time we have the Italian election and the Cypriot bailout. And between those two things together, the uncertainty and the sentiment is starting to change. We haven't seen a change for Ireland yet, but we may get an update coming.
Looking at the situation in Ireland, AIB in their annual report yesterday saying that large deposits are beginning to come back into the banks here. Will Cyprus help or hinder that situation for Ireland?
I think Cyprus would probably help it by itself, but I think Dijsselbloem's comments will hinder it because it is the large deposits the banks want to attract. If they're seen as a risk of being a haircut in those deposits, those depositors may end up trying to put their deposits somewhere else. They may try to put it in a non-Eurozone bank, in fact.
We saw yesterday Britain's banks facing a shortfall to the tune of around £25 billion. Is that a recent need that has arisen, or has that always been on the cards?
That's pretty much always been on the cards. This is the new Basel III bank liquidity rules have come through. So it was expected number. It wasn't a shockingly high number. $25 billion for a banking system the size of the UK's, in the large scale of things, isn't that large a number. It still is, £25 billion, but they shouldn't have too much trouble raising it.
Okay, Lorcan Roach-Kelly of Trend Macrolytics, thank you for talking to us this morning. On the currencies this morning, the euro has rebounded somewhat from its four-month low reached against the dollar yesterday. It's at just under $1.28 and around 84.5 pence sterling.
Brian, thank you.